Welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and yeah, as you've probably noticed, this is not a full episode, and I did not intend to take the holiday week off, but I just want to let you know how this little mishmash gab sesh came to be. So, we are doing, if you don't follow me on Instagram, this is going to be news, but if you do, you know what I'm about to say. We are doing full lightning lane guides. That is what I've been focusing on all week. As you remember, back in the summer, we did kind of like Lightning Lane part one, and we were gonna do a part two, and then they changed the entire system from Genie Plus and this Lightning Lane multipass, yada, yada, yada. So I'm committed to making a full-blown Lightning Lane guide to answer all your questions, basically have you hit play and walk away with a doctorate in mastering a day at Disney. But on Instagram, I did a poll, and I basically asked people, do you want Disneyland and Disney World episodes to be separate? Do you want them to be combined? Because running two Lightning Lane episodes back-to-back over 2 weeks is pretty boring. I think it's pretty boring to be like, what's this week's episode? Oh, it's the same as last week, just for another park. So I came up with the genius idea to drop two episodes on the exact same day. One, Lightning Lane for Disney World, one Lightning Lane for Disneyland, so that no matter which park you want to go to, maybe you go to both resorts, you can play them and you can know everything about Lightning Lane to either resort at the exact same time. However, which will probably go on my tombstone one day, I bit off more than I could chew, because Lightning Lane, as you know, is a big old mess. Like, did you ever make friendship bracelets as a kid and put a bunch of string in a box and then go to take it out later and it's all in a ball? That's basically deciphering Lightning Lane. I thought I could get it done in my normal work week, and no. So, next Wednesday, we will be doing all Lightning Lanes. I had to push it. I had to mess with the schedule. I know, December and Shrek-sember, and like, listen, the whole schedule is messed up, but my main objective is to make sure that when you go to a theme park, you can get the most out of your time and out of your money and have the best time possible. And so I feel like this is my calling. Like, this is the most important thing we could do here on Very Amusing, besides entertain you and like talk about shenanigans and stuff, like laugh about the Muppets. Like, I need to make sure that you are prepared for your trip in a comprehensive way that doesn't overwhelm you, but also like tells you what to do in a fun tone while also giving you all the essential information at once. You don't have to like Google and watch a zillion videos and read a zillion stories. Like, no, we are streamlining. We are busy people. We don't have a lot of time. I want to make sure you can listen to your guide in your car, picking up kids, schlep into the family, etc. And while my goal was to have that for Thanksgiving week, so that you could just be like, oh, we have to drive 4 hours, but look, we're going to learn while we drive. That did not come together. Honestly, I think that if I could, I refuse to phone things in. If that is not clear in the almost 5 years of doing this podcast, I refuse to phone it in. I need to, the product I put out has to be of the absolute highest quality. I am such a stickler for that. But I just didn't feel right rushing together an episode this important. As much as I do not like leaving you without a full episode every week. So, next week, double Lightning Lane. Double Lightning Lane episodes. Disneyland, Disney World, bloop, same time, same feed. It's gonna be great. I'm actually really excited for it, and I'm glad I had that breakthrough, because the poll I put on Instagram, I was like, do you want them combined or do you want them separate? And separate like one week and one the other week. And the voting, I think, came down to 49% and 51%. So it was extremely tight. And this seems like the best compromise. But this week, again, I didn't want to leave you with nothing. I know, especially if like a podcast you listen to all the time doesn't do an episode during a travel week. It's torturous. So I'm going to make sure that we have this one for you. Stick around. We have a bunch of stuff to talk about. It's going to be great. And I want to make sure that I'm here to chit chat with you this week. And next week, we will learn so much about Lightning Lane. Truly so much. I have the most aggressive collegiate outline of everything we have to talk about. So stick around. There's some fun ahead. Okay, bye. And happy Thanksgiving. We're just a few weeks away from the end of the year, which means now is the time to start thinking about your 2025 travel. It is right around the corner, and there's no one better to help book your trip with ease than my friends over at MEI Travel. Because when you work with one of their travel experts, they will help make sure that you get the most out of your trip, ensuring you do more and save more money. They'll help you get those $50 kids tickets at Disneyland, maximize hotel discounts at Disneyland and Disney World, and oh yeah, they'll even help you plan for a little thing called Epic Universe, a brand new theme park filled with rides and shows and entertainment and never-before-seen everything, which opens in May. And best of all, they're going to do all of that for free. Yes, for free. MEI Travel is even so full of travel planning pros that they operate specialty divisions, the Disney earmarked and very official Mouse Fan Travel and Universal Fan Travel, both full of helpful vacation planners who know everything about visiting these parks. So don't delay. If you want to start taking a look at your next Disney or Universal vacation, save money and work with an expert travel agent who will help you plan when to go, where to stay, and what to do in 2025 without costing you a penny, reach out now. Head to mousefantravel.com/amusing for all your Disney needs. Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and of course, getting those sweet deals on Disney trips, like saving up to $200 per night with a room and ticket package, and up to 25% off hotel rooms on nights through April at Walt Disney World. And if it's an epic universe vacation you're after, head to universalfantravel.com/amusing to get a free quote about visiting the biggest new theme park to land in Orlando in 25 years. 25 years! This is historic! You gotta be there! And Universal Fan Travel can make it happen. Once again, that's mousefantravel.com/amusing for all of your Disney needs and universalfantravel.com/amusing to get bragging rights that you made it to Epic Universe and its opening season. Happy planning!
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back to our holiday time gab session. There is so much stuff we're going to get into because there's a lot of stuff that I always want to talk about on the podcast and just kind of don't get to. But the first one is kind of pressing, so I'm just going to get right into it. I need to let you know that there is a Gilmore Girls version of the Warner Brothers Studio Tour coming between December 18th and January 5th. I am going. I am so excited. And what's really special this year, and I guess because it's January 5th, a little into next year, like the little bloop over the top of the new year. What's so exciting is that in previous years, this Gilmore Girls element of the tour, I believe has been a separate ticketed event. But from December 18th to January 5th, it is included as part of your regular Warner Brothers Studio Tour ticket. Now, while that's exciting, I'm going to tell you all about it. The real reason that I am so jazzed about it is that more often than not, people go on these tours and they want to see the Gilmore Girls set. It is a permanent set on that lot. They use it for many other things. If you've ever seen Heart of Dixie, you know what I mean. But a lot of times there are things actively filming. So you don't know whether or not when you book the ticket, if you'll be able to see Gilmore Girls. Because there's always something filming there. On the last, I'd say, I've probably been on, what, 5 or 6 tours? I've only seen Gilmore Girls stuff once, maybe twice, because it's so, so, so busy over there. But from December 18th onwards through January 5th, it is guaranteed that you will be able to see the Gilmore Girls set, which is not usually guaranteed. That's so exciting. And on top of that, they have a few add-ons. They've changed the add-ons in years, over the years. My friend Jamie always goes to the Gilmore Girls stuff and Warner Brothers Studio Tour. I'm bringing Jamie as my guest this year, but Jamie has been to previous ticketed events that had a lot going on. Some years were better than others. That's what I've heard. But this year, they're giving us base. Sounds like free reign of the place. Like you can just run around and take photos at the Stars Hollow gazebo, take photos at Luke's Diner. They're going to dress up the spot of Luke's Diner like the actual Luke's Diner, like Luke's Diner. They're going to have the market. They're going to have, you can enjoy a cup of Scotty P's Big Mug coffee from Luke's Diner. Like being able, I don't know how much they're propping these places out, but I'm really, really hope. I mean, I'll let you know once I go, but I'm really, really hoping it's going to be huge. They also say they have tasting treats from Pop-Tarts to delicious pastries. I don't really remember that as being part of Gilmore Girls. It might be, but Pop-Tarts aren't really, I think of like Autumn and so many other things as part of, I'm blanking. I'm like, what does Gilmore Girls make me think of? But it does not make me think of Pop-Tarts. It makes me think of so much coffee, like drinking so much coffee you could burst. That to me is Gilmore Girls, and I am on board with that. But they're also going to have authentic costumes and props from the shows, fun activities like costume contests. Am I supposed to dress up? Oh my gosh. Cookie decorating and trivia games. And again, that is as part of all of the tours except for, it says except for December 25th. I guess they're just probably closed on Christmas. But it is an offering. So if you are in town, if you've been toying with the idea of going on the studio tour, be sure to keep that in mind because you can have your Gilmore Girls moment. Oh my God, I have a plaid skirt. I wonder if I should like dress like Rory in the first episode when she's in private school. I love Gilmore Girls. I haven't watched it in a minute. I watched all of it right when Pearl was born. Like, truly was riding high on my epidural in the hospital, watching Gilmore Girls on my iPad, just vibing. That was before things went south, but for a time, it was really nice. And I love Gilmore Girls, and I cannot wait to experience it in real life, in the place it was actually shot at. So many times there are pop-ups and things that are recreations. These are the buildings where they filmed it at. Oh, it's just so magical. And I don't know what it is. Like, I live in LA. I know people who are in this industry because everyone in this town is in this industry, but I'm just so charmed by all of it. I just love the studio tour because it really, to me, just displays the magic of filmmaking in such an accessible and exciting way. It's really nice. I can't wait. And once again, I highly, highly recommend it. Another holiday thing we have to talk about real quick, which I have not mentioned on the podcast somehow, is that Grinchmas is back. And now I know holidays in Universal Orlando are underfoot in Florida. They've been celebrating Christmas since like September, August, July. I don't even know at this point. But holidays are coming to Universal Studios Hollywood on Friday. If you are listening to this the day it comes out, 2 days later, bing, bing, boom, it's holiday season at Universal Studios Hollywood. And what's so fun this year is that they are bringing the holidays to Super Nintendo World. They've never done that before. I don't really know if those characters celebrate Christmas. I think they do in the park. It's a little, you can't think too much about it. You can't think too much about like Super Mario, like Mario and Luigi and Princess Peach. I mean, you know, Princess Peach for sure celebrates Christmas. Luigi, I don't know. Mario, I don't know. I don't know if these characters canonically celebrate Christmas. I'm not going to go down a spiral there, but all I'm going to say is I'm excited to see the decor. I'm excited to see the decor. They have merchandise. There's a holiday dessert at Toadstool Cafe that I made a note of and fully forgot to look up the photo for, so you'll be as surprised as I will be. But mostly the thing I'm excited about is Grinchmas. I don't know what has happened in the past few months, but I have gone from like not being on board with holiday stuff at most theme parks to being all in on Grinchmas. I am all in. I don't know what it is about the Grinch, but lately I find it very appealing. I just like the storyline. I like the Grinch's attitude. I like that these people in the community are trying to make him a better man. Is he a man? Is he a Grinch? I don't know what. I don't know. He's kind of a man. I don't know. I don't know what species Grinch is, but I love the Grinch. Possibly it's because I felt very connected to the Grinch when I was pregnant because I felt like that was my body type before, during, and after pregnancy. I just really felt one with the Grinch, and I can't wait to go to the park and just celebrate him throughout the weeks leading up to the holidays. Now, if you have not done Grinchmas in Universal Studios Hollywood before, it's really fun. The center of the upper lot is overtaken by all things Grinch. They have so much Grinchy food. They have storytelling with Cindy Lou Who. They have a little mailbox you can send postcards. They have a nightly tree lighting. And while usually I'm like, ugh, to tree lightings because that's not a holiday I celebrate, I like this one because it feels more whimsical. Like, it just, I know it's about Christmas, but that tree just feels a little non-denominational. That little curve on the top, the little boogie-oogie at the top to the star, it feels more inclusive than other Christmas celebrations. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense, but that's just how I feel. It's a really nice holiday. It's very joyful there. There's something that's like a different brand of joy within the Grinch universe. And I can't wait. I can't wait to see all those, I don't want to call them little freaks, but all those people, those silly little Whoville noses. Just, if you haven't seen the characters in the park with the Whoville noses before, just Google it. Nightmares for days. Just Google it. And everyone, of course, at our parks are so talented because they're all local to Hollywood. They're all professionals. Like, they are the cream of the crop and they got to walk around with these noses on. And it's just, oh, I wouldn't want that nose on my face. It seems hard to breathe out of. Anyway. Oh, I hope I'm not ruining anything with Grinchmas. I think we're fine there. Usually I edit things like that out, but I think we're okay. I'll put a warning in the show notes, but If you see them up close, there's no way you would believe that nose anyway. Moving on. There is Christmas in Wizarding World of Harry Potter. They have the show, The Magic of Christmas at Hogwarts Castle. There's two things I want to mention. One, I didn't realize that you can personalize a ton of stuff at Wizarding World of Harry Potter, which is fantastic if you need a gift for someone who is obsessed with the franchise. You can personalize robes, keychains, wands, scarves, journals, and hats. They can all be engraved with individual names. I don't think I realized the full extent of all the things you could do, which is fantastic for gifting. But the main reason we are talking about this, besides my obsession with the Grinch that came out of nowhere, is because it is finally hot butterbeer season. I gotta say, truly nothing hits like it actually being cold out, because it's getting cold here. When the sun's not out, we're talking like 40, 45 degrees. I'm not lying. It's been so cold in LA. In the middle of the day, it's boiling hot. But in the morning and at night, it is cold. And it being cold out and having a hot butterbeer, it just feels right. It's so good. So if you have an opportunity this holiday to get that hot butterbeer in cold weather, I highly, highly recommend. Highly recommend. There are some other events. There's one that I'm going to probably talk about online because this will come out after I go to it. There's another one I had to say no to that was a Fraggle Rock event. I'm so sad. I'm out of town and I couldn't go and I'm so sad. But speaking of out of town, I'm thrilled because I'm about to go on the Disney Treasure. And while I was fully hyped for this trip, now that they revealed the inside of the Disney Treasure, not renderings, real photos and videos of the actual inside, I'm even more excited. Like, the first look of what came out was extraordinary. I really think, and again, I haven't seen it yet, but I really feel like they nailed it. They absolutely nailed it. I don't know what it is. I think the theming and the colorways and the finishings on this ship, they're really so cohesive together. It's a lot of like ocean tones, a lot of blue, a lot of green. Like, bringing in Aladdin as one of like the main character features, I think is so cool. And I struggled because I didn't want to look too much. Like, I want to be surprised, but I also can't help myself because you look at some of these photos and you're like, okay, fine, enhance. I got to see the grand lobby. Like, it's the main hall. It's beautiful. And I can't believe I get to step foot on it so soon. It feels so far away, but it's a week and a half. It's a week and a half from the time you're listening to this, which is mind-boggling. I can't believe I'm going back on a cruise. I can't wait. And I can't wait to see something so new. Usually I am so stressed about covering something like this because everything is new. When we went on the Disney Wish, everything was new. The ship layout was new. Every single area was basically brand new because even if it existed on another ship, it was configured differently or finished differently. There was so much different. Now, having been familiar with the Disney Wish, this feels a little lighter, a little more fun. And not that my work isn't fun. That's not what I mean. But what I'm saying is that with the Wish, there was so much work I had to do. There were so many videos and things. I was writing multiple stories I was covering for outlets and myself. Like, there was so much I wanted to take notes on and report back on because, again, we had never seen a Wish class ship and there was so much information I wanted to relay. I'm pretty sure I remember putting that Wish episode together for Very Amusing and having just the longest outline in the world. But now that we know what a Wish class ship is, because the Treasure is the same layout, essentially the same bones of the ship, but fully different experiences. Now that we know what that means, I feel so much more excitement and joy for this trip specifically because now I get to experience it a little more like a guest. And I can kind of report back on the differences between ships too, because I just went on the Disney Magic, the oldest ship they have. And to be able to compare the oldest ship and the newest ship within about 8 weeks' time, oh my gosh, really? 12 weeks time. Within about, like, I'm bad at math. About 12 weeks time is really fascinating. And I think it'll really help me explain the differences between the ships and provide an even deeper recommendation for which you should book on your next trip, because I am going on them basically in succession. The two things I am most excited about, of course, are the Coco-themed Plaza de la Familia, the interactive kind of show restaurant. First of all, the performance, I saw a little glimpse of it. I couldn't help myself. It looks phenomenal, but also I can't wait to see how that place is designed and what cuisine there will be. But again, I know this stuff is released, but I'm trying to preserve it for a first look for myself when I get on. I can't help it. The Haunted Mansion Parlor Bar. Are you kidding me? It looks so good. And you never really know until this stuff fully opens, but this place looks cozy and also a little creepy. It has these purples and blues and greens. It has ghosts dancing and the mirror just like on the ride. Oh my lord. I cannot wait to be here. They also have like a secret menu. I don't drink a lot. I will be drinking here because I need to know what it's like. I just can't wait to get in this place and explore it and report all of it back to you. So I cannot wait to tell you not just about the new ship now that some details are out, but also give a deeper context. Since we're not going to be focusing as much on what there is, we're kind of be focusing on what you should do and which cruise you should take, which is really fun. And I can't wait to be able to relay those stories for you both after the cruise and from on board the cruise, because I myself am now booking vacations on top of going on work trips on Disney Cruise Line. And I myself am grappling with the age-old new or old ship debate. And I'm even tempted. There's a trip I'm booking, or I already booked it, but it's not fully paid yet. So there is an opportunity to change it, but I've booked it. Sidebar, I booked my trip with Mouse Fan Travel, MEI, who we work with, who I love and adore. They are travel agent angels. That's hard to say out loud. Travel agent angels. They are vacation experts. They are so good for booking a cruise because, and this is a tangent, but we have to talk about it. So I booked this cruise with Pearl, with Ben, and I knew what class, quote unquote class of room I wanted. There was like a specific type of room I wanted, but there's a multiple different options and there's different options on floors. And I know that generally I believe being in the middle of the ship is better for any rockiness than being in the front or the back. But within that, I didn't know if there was that much difference between floor 7 and 8. And I didn't know even within the brick of rooms, like all of the ones you could select at the same price point, there were about 7 different rooms available at the same price point. I didn't know which was the best to choose. And my travel agent over at Mouse Fan Travel was like, I am going to book you in this one because XYZ, XYZ, like knew the exact reasoning for why I should choose my exact room. Because even at the same price, the one that I was booking that he booked for me was better than other ones at the same price. And that is what it is all about. That's why I love working with Mouse Fan Travel, with MEI Travel, because they share a brain with me. All we want to do is make sure you have the best vacation possible for free. I don't charge you for Disney advice. They won't charge you to plan your trip. You don't pay them at all. You don't pay MEI. You don't pay them. It's wonderful. I think they're such an asset for planning. Travel agents in general, fantastic. Use them. But if you are planning a Disney trip, a Universal trip, or anything like that, mousefantravel.com/amusing. Listen, I love working with them. I want to work with them for the rest of my life. So, and as someone who just is actively booking my own trip out of pocket with them, that I don't pay them because they do it for free, but I'm booking my trip with them outside of the confines of this, I just really can't rave about them enough. And they can book trips anywhere. They can do anything. If you're not booking with a travel agent, sometimes you get like free stuff. It's great. I think you get like an onboard credit, which is free money and someone to help me. It feels like some sort of like AI virtual assistant loophole, but no, it's travel agents. They're magic. And I love them. Now, the funny thing about going on a cruise for like a first time cruise, it's not the christening, but it's like the early inaugural sailings. The funny thing about it is that I literally don't know where our cruise is going. I filled out the paperwork and I was like, I'll be there. Here's my Castaway Club number. I'm on board. I'll be reporting, but I don't know where it goes. And so they added it into my account yesterday. And I just realized this while preparing for this episode. So I, in real time, am going to see where this cruise goes while we are on the podcast. Okay, let me find the window, because I checked it and was like, oh, the cruise is in here now. Oh no, that is a cake bake shop menu. We'll talk about that in a second. Where is it? No, that's a potential advertiser. That's a story I want to read on New York Magazine, but I don't want to pay. Sorry. Sorry. Okay. Oh, here it is. Sorry to make you wait. Okay. Okay, Disney Treasure, stateroom to be assigned, Carly and one more guest, my plans. Where are we going? I literally don't know. I said yes, I have no idea. It could be like on the ship for 3 nights going nowhere. And it might be, and I'd be thrilled because that ship looks fantastic. Ooh, I get to go in the adult spaces, which I cherish more now because I only breezed through them on the Wish because I was working so much and now I get to actually experience the ship. Oh, I'm so excited they did a reveal. Okay, day 1, obviously, Port Canaveral. Day 2, Castaway Key! Day two, Castaway Key. I didn't know we were going. Day three at sea. Day four, we're back. Okay, so it looks like we're at sea, and then we're at Castaway the first full day. That's so fun. Maybe I can do the Castaway 5K. I've never woken up early enough, but now that I have a child, I don't sleep anyway. So maybe it'll happen. Wow, a Castaway day. Oh, I can't wait. Also, the at sea day will be great. I'm trying to get into Paulo that day because I don't want to miss any of the regular restaurant evenings. There might be like a lunch situation, a brunch situation. And I really, now that I just went on the magic to be able to go oldest ship to newest ship and compare them, I can't wait to break it all down for you. I'm just so excited. Spark something uncommon this holiday with the perfect gift from Uncommon Goods. The time to get your shopping done is now, party people. Maybe you've dragged your feet because, you know, the idea of schlepping around the mall to find something special or interesting or new feels like an impossible task, because it is. One visit to Uncommon Goods, though, and you're set for the season. Also, with Uncommon Goods, shopping for your loved ones is fun to do. What's better than turning a chore into a joyful exploration? Every time I browse their website, I find something that's both incredible and completely unknown to me. I told you about the animal matching memory card game for Pearl. I told you about the homemade pretzel and beer cheese kit. But did I tell you about the spoon rests shaped like states? I mean, a perfect gift for someone who moved away from home. Or the shortbread cookies that you can make with custom messages like Happy Hanukkah, Mom, or better than if I baked them myself. Considering all the stress, pondering, Googling, searching, texting, oh, do you think they might like this, that you usually have to do in a holiday season, when you shop with Uncommon Goods, all of that is gone. It's like an express lane for getting the very best gifts possible, which just frees you up with more time to dedicate to whatever holiday craft you want to get into. Maybe it's mastering mulled wine, or hand-making ornaments, with host and hostess gifts, unique surprises, and the coolest finds for even the trickiest person on your list. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone and will save you oodles of time this holiday season. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/amusing. That's uncommongoods.com/amusing for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer! Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
I am going to Disney World a day early. They're basically, I'm flying in a day prior to the day before the cruise. Because when you fly in from LA, you get in so late at night that you really don't get any Disney World time. And I never am at Disney World without my kid anymore, which I love being there with Pearl, but there's so much that I put her first. So I don't really get to do as much work when I'm there. I don't get to do as much exploring. I don't get to do adult things. I don't get to run and gun for 18 hours in a row. That type of thing that my mom and I love doing together. Because you know I'm taking my mom on this cruise. And in planning this one full day in Disney World, I am I am like turned up to an 11. Like I am losing my mind. I'm trying to focus and be like, okay, these are the things I can do. But I am trying to jam everything in. It's like I have never been and I will never be there again. And I have 24 hours to get everything done, to just like wring all the magic out of a wet towel. I'm trying to do everything. And it's hard. I feel like I'm going to have to maximize Lightning Lane. I'm going to have to do Standby Skipper. I'm going to have to do all of it. Standby Skipper, by the way, we'll get into very deep in next week's episode. But there, I was hoping for extended evening hours because I thought that would maximize my day. I could get so much done. But there's really like none. I thought there was more availability on my last few times that I went. Granted, I can't go because I can't be in the parks with Pearl until 11. My girl's got a bedtime. But there's really just ticketed parties. There, in the entire week of the two nights that I'm there, there are only extended hours two nights of that whole week. And I am paying out of pocket for a deluxe hotel. So I'm kind of like, I don't know, it's a little bit of a bummer. I was hoping to extend my day all the way into nighttime. And I don't want to buy an extra holiday ticket if there's so many regular Disney World things that I want to do on that one day. I'm also trying to figure out like what I can do without Pearl. I have to do now because the next trip and the one after, I'm sure I'll be with Pearl. But now it's like, I got to do all the adult stuff. I got to carve out everything I can do that's for me specifically. And the thing that keeps coming up, which I did not expect would come up, is Cake Bake Shop. And I'm having a real moral dilemma about this restaurant. Because do I want to support somewhere that sells a $23 slice of cake? Because on one hand, everyone says the cake is amazing. But on the other, if I am recommending, which a lot of people have, that you go there and you spend this amount of money on cake, it's just inevitable that the people at Walt Disney World who run all of the other dining establishments will see that people are willing to spend $23 on a slice of cake. We'll see that people are recommending people spend $23 on a slice of cake. And guess what? The prices for everything at Disney World are going to go up because of it. I don't know that for certain, but it just seems like how things will progress. And I'm very, very nervous about going there, liking it, recommending it, and then kind of aiding in that impact of prices continually increasing. Because if we normalize a $23 slice of cake, what else are we going to normalize as our spending on this trip? But everyone says it's great. So I just don't know. I want to do it the morning of the full day. Ideally, I would do it the morning before we get on the cruise, but that is way too risky. I love to be risky, but I don't know what time that bus leaves, and I'm a little scared of messing it up. I am burning the candle at both ends on this trip, and there's so much I want to do, but I really, Cake Bake Shop seems like something to jam in with my mom to see if we like it, and then maybe or maybe not speak on it. It's just like, do I want an $8 rose cappuccino? You bet your butt I do! That sounds incredible! But I also can't sit there and enjoy my little breakfast and co-sign a $10 pot of tea, which is a goblet of hot water and just a dried bag of leaves. I can't really say that that's an okay price for that. Because what does that mean? What is the impact of me doing this job saying that's okay when $10 for a pot of tea is certainly not okay? So as you can tell, I'm kind of having a meltdown about it and I really want to go. And if I do, there will be signs, like they say in the TikToks, there will be signs, but I don't know what to do. I don't even know if I can get in. There were no reservations on the date that I checked. Maybe I'll go and stand by and try. But alas, I still have to figure it out. That said, it is the last Disney World trip that I have on the books. I have been going to Disneyland all the time. And I will be going a lot in 2025, not just to disassociate from what's going on in the world, but also because I bought an entirely new upgraded annual pass. So the way Disneyland annual passes work is that you have your annual pass and then you can renew within the renewal window, which is 30 days before your expiration date. However, you can only renew and upgrade if that upgraded pass is still available for sale. Disneyland pass sales have been, I guess, wonky, topsy-turvy. I'm not sure the right phrasing to use, but they've been a little, they're here, they're gone. Like, you can't really plan on anything. Sometimes they sell out very quickly. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes Disneyland seemingly accidentally leaves them up until you yourself tweet about it, and a couple hours later, it gets shut down. Yes, that's a real thing that happened. A real thing that happened is that a week and a half ago at this point, I was just like, oh, I wonder if annual passes are still available. Because usually you see like a Scott Gustin or another Disneyland blogger or someone say like, oh, like the Enchant Key is no longer available for sale, like something like that. And I hadn't seen any of those tweets. So I was like, oh, I wonder if it still is. And then I went on the website and was like, oh, all four pass types are still available for sale. And I tweeted it out. And very soon thereafter, they all stopped being sold. So I don't know what I did. I'm sorry if I'm the reason you didn't get a holiday gift. I did not intend for that. I intended to tell people. I'm really sorry to the people who saw my tweet late and were like, great, I'm going to go get one. And then were fully bounced out. But anyway, because I want to make sure I have one for next year that is the top level. One, because I'm terrible at math and I'm paying half price for parking. It's $17.50 and every time I pay it, I'm real bummed out. And I go so much at this point, it really feels like that's adding up to a few hundred dollars. Maybe $300 or $400 over the course of my entire pass. The second reason is that this is the last year that Pearl is not in preschool. So this is going to be the longest stretch where I'm able to take her more frequently than I will be able to in the future. And then also, Pearl is turning 2 in March. My pass typically expires in, I think, is it late February? Yeah, it's late February. And I know for the next year, it's almost that same window, I'm going to have to buy her a whole pass, an entire costly pass once she is 3. So I was like, I'm going to upgrade to the highest level. I'm going to go so much. I'm going to park for free. Like, we're going to just, again, disassociate from what's going on. We have more free time together. We're just going to get it done. And I'm going to make sure that I have more availability throughout 2025 in this last year before I spend even more to get her own pass, which I'll downgrade mine and then have her. Oh, I hope I can downgrade it. Oh, that's a whole other mess in the future. But I figured that this was math. This was girl math, basically. Disney girl math, essentially. So I didn't want to risk not being able to upgrade mine in time. So I ended up buying an entirely new annual pass. And an annual pass there is a renewal discount, I believe, that I decided to forego because, again, it was most important to me to have this pass and to not have to risk it because of all the reasons for next year I laid out specifically. Also, it's cheaper to get one big pass than 2 medium passes when I got to pay for Pearl. So I decided to buy a whole new pass. When mine expires in February, I'll let it expire. And what's really great about an annual pass is that it doesn't start until you use it. So I can use this in February, March, whenever my next visit after that annual pass ends is. And I'm good to go for an entire year. And hopefully I will time it out where I am able to take Pearl for an entire year on that pass until her 3rd birthday when I get her own Disneyland Magic Key. I'm really excited. I'm having a really nice time going as often as I have. The driving is no joke. I mean, you got to budget an hour and a half minimum each way. I usually budget 2 hours. Sometimes you get lucky and it's 1:15. Sunday mornings have been like an hour 5, which is really shocking. But a lot of times it's 1:30, 1:40, 1:50. Just a lot of hours driving. Minimum 3 hours in the car, plus the parking lot and all that. Like, you're getting up to 3.5 hours in the car. It's a lot. But I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying treating it like, not like a mall, but like a place, a third place, as some people call it. Just somewhere where I can hang out with friends, hang out with family, hang out with Pearl, go be delighted by a couple of things, and head home in time. I have a whole routine with her, which I think I talked about. I use Pixar Pals Parking, which I talked about on whatever our hacks episode was. Like, truly, that is the biggest hack. I have never encountered a line longer than 1 car. It is magic, but you gotta get there in time. You gotta get there at the right time. And if it's not open, whoo, you're gonna be blowing 30 minutes in Mickey and Friends. I don't know why that place is so slow. I don't know why it's so slow, but it is. I went with friends last Monday. I had a glorious time. It was one of those days where we left at 7 a.m. And so we had, I want to say, like 5 hours in the park, truly a half day, which is really nice. It leaves you wanting more, which is probably why I keep going. But we got everything done. I bought Mickey gingerbread. PSA, make sure to check. Michael Does Diz is, that's so hard to say out loud. Michael Does Diz is, yeah, apostrophe S. Michael posted about how the gingerbread cookies in the park and the Grand are not the same this year. The ones in park apparently do not taste as good. Typically, the ones in the Grand are just known for costing more, but he said the ones in the Grand tasted better. I haven't eaten mine. I have a stash right here next to my desk. I put one. See, can you hear it? Yee! I'm looking at making dinner bread right now. I put one in the freezer. I have two here. I don't know why I bought three. I was just like, I'll need them for gifts. I don't give anyone gifts. What am I doing with these? But one is absolutely for me. And I'm just, it's like so special. You unwrap the red ribbon. I want to eat it, but I want to keep it nice. It's just, he's so beautiful. I don't want to ruin it. Did I do anything at Disneyland? We gotta talk about It's a Small World Holiday, y'all. Oh my God. Have I been living under a rock? I did not remember It's a Small World hitting that hard. It was off the charts. Like, I don't even know how to rank how beautiful, wonderful, exuberant It's a Small World Holiday was. I was sitting there with my two friends, Steph and Amon, and we were just looking around like, since when is this the best attraction here? It was so, I don't even want to say the I word. It was so immersive. It really was. There was so much decor, and maybe I've just been doing Small World at Disney World too much and didn't realize like how full this version was with all the holiday overlay, but do not skip it. I know that like your gut instinct might be like, eh, it's a Small World. I'm just going to sit there. I'm both going to go slow. I'm going to want to play on my phone. There's like no reason. No. This was like going through a holiday museum. I couldn't believe how beautiful it was. I didn't remember how lush and full every single scene was. It really changed me as a person. And I know I sound Looney Tunes, but it was just really, it was spectacular. And for me to say that about a holiday attraction, when you know I usually feel othered and left out, it really hit. It really hit. And it really, really, really was a wonderful experience. Okay, I have to head out in a few minutes because we are going to my mom's birthday dinner. It's my mom's birthday tonight. We're going to a big family dinner to celebrate her. And I have to get ready for that. But the other thing I wanted to say is that and this is not theme parks, this is just Yappin. Also, how funny that I'm like, oh, I hope people aren't so mad at me for making this a mini-sode and it's just me yapping into a mic. That's what a podcast is. I'll feel guilty about anything. I swear, I feel so bad that it's not like a fully produced travel guide when really all a podcast is people talking into a mic. People do much less and act like they did more. I'm sorry, they do. That's rude. I should cut that, but it's true. A lot of people just sit down and have a conversation on a mic, nothing planned. I'm out here being like, if this isn't a travel guide that you could print out and sell a transcript of, if it's not at that level of execution, I don't want it. I try really hard, and I thank you all for listening, and I appreciate you all so much, and I just really want to give you the very, 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 very best experience possible. So I hope you enjoy this episode of me yapping about nothing. Anyway, the last thing I wanted to say is that since I've had Pearl, most of my clothes haven't fit. Some of them are starting to fit again. Some of them just don't fit the same. Like, I really feel like I'm very disconnected from my physical being. Not in like an ambiguous way, but more in a, I'm so weak. And like my clothes just feel like, bleh. It's just a thing that happens after you have a kid, I'm pretty sure. And I finally went shopping and I bought some new stuff. I didn't buy pants, the one thing I need, because why would I buy what I need when I could buy what I want, which is a shoe to replace my Birkenstock in wintertime. I wanted a really cute flat. I have what I would call pancake feet because I bought these little red flats and my feet in them look like rectangles. Like they're just pancaking all over the place. And I found this pair of Isabel Marant flats. They're very pretty. They're black with like a bunch of silver dots speckled into them. They're very cool. They look great with jeans. They don't look great with my big bud pants that I wear every day because they're a little too cropped for a flat. But I bought them and now they're sitting in my closet in this like state of limbo, I'd say. It's just like a liminal state where I'm like, are they mine? Am I returning them? Are they returning them? It's so hard for me to commit to clothing and accessories now that I'm an adult. I don't know what it is. Like when I was younger, I'd buy things and be like, I love it, and then just move on. And now I just feel like I'm at this age where if I buy something, it's got to be in my closet for 10 years. Like if it is taking up room in this closet, we're not going to buy it and then get rid of it a few months later. Like we are committed. This is a long-term relationship. And the pressure of that slows me down to buy stuff. And I have them. And maybe, I mean, if I keep them, I'm probably going to wear them every day. I have to stretch them out a little. It's just kind of, oh, Morty's staring at me through the window. Oh my God, I think it's because I found a dog treat in my pocket and I'm playing with it. Wow, that nose, don't quit. It's just kind of like I'm dancing between the two worlds and I don't know what I'm going to do about it. So if you see me on Instagram wearing black flats with a bunch of silver nubbins in them, you know that I decided to commit for 10 years. That's my new rule. It's like, do I want to own this for 10 years? If I say yes, then I probably buy it. And then I hem and haw about it a lot, but you know, I'm doing my best. And so are you. And I appreciate all of you. I gotta go celebrate my mom. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye. We are just a few weeks away from the end of the year, which means now is the time to start thinking about your 2025 travel. It is right around the corner, and there's no one better to help book your trip with ease than my friends over at MEI Travel. Because when you work with one of their travel experts, they will help make sure that you get the most out of your trip, ensuring you do more and save more money. They'll help you get those $50 kids tickets at Disneyland, maximize hotel discounts at Disneyland and Disney World, and oh yeah, they'll even help you plan for a little thing called Epic Universe, a brand new theme park filled with rides and shows and entertainment and never-before-seen everything, which opens in May. And best of all, they're going to do all of that for free. Yes, for free. MEI Travel is even so full of travel planning pros that they operate specialty divisions, the Disney earmarked and very official Mouse Fan Travel and Universal Fan Travel, both full of helpful vacation planners who know everything about visiting these parks. So don't delay. If you want to start taking a look at your next Disney or Universal vacation, save money, and work with an expert travel agent who will help you plan when to go, where to stay, and what to do in 2025 without costing you a penny, reach out now. Head to mousefantravel.com/amusing for all your Disney needs. Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and of course, getting those sweet deals on Disney trips, like saving up to $200 per night with a room and ticket package, and up to 25% off hotel rooms on nights through April at Walt Disney World. And if it's an Epic Universe vacation you're after, head to universalfantravel.com/amusing to get a free quote about visiting the biggest new theme park to land in Orlando in 25 years. 25 years! This is historic! You gotta be there! And Universal Fan Travel can make it happen. Once again, that's mousefantravel.com/amusing for all of your Disney needs and universalfantravel.com/amusing to get bragging rights that you made it to Epic Universe and its opening season. Happy planning!
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
That's our show! Thank you all so much for listening, and I hope you have a very, very wonderful and happy and potato-filled Thanksgiving. I'm usually there for the mac and cheese and a potato. I'll eat a turkey. I mean, I love a turkey, but like, it's really about the mac and cheese is really what I'm going for. Mac and cheese plus a potato plus turkey. Ooh, that's a good time. You can rate, review, and follow Very Amusing on Apple Podcasts if you're thankful for it. And you can rate and follow us on Spotify. You can give us a call at 747-CHURROS, send us a voice note, or email it to 747churros@gmail.com. Pick up some Very Amusing merchandise for the Very Amusing listener in your life at very-amusing.com. I need to use that website for more than merchandise. Like, I need to put the episodes on it and stuff, but I meant to do that about 3 years ago and then never did, so I guess we're just gonna keep it as is. You can follow me at Carly Wiesel throughout the internet, and you can join the FOMALY at facebook.com/group/CarlyWiesel. I ran into a member of the FOMALY at Disneyland, and I realized it's like a cheat code for being like, oh, we're like internet friends, we're like real friends. Like, if you're in the FOMALY, like, you are on board with things I care about, and I know we get along. It's just nice. Oh, it's just nice. You can subscribe to my Instagram at Carly Wiesel. Some works for some people, doesn't work for others. Listen, it's a flawed platform. Can't say that into the mic on the app because they'll just block you forever and give you trouble. I believe it. People have said that in Instagram jail. I believe it. I might be dancing around the edge of Instagram jail because I posted, if you follow me, you know, I posted a Haunted Mansion parlor video, which will be on board the Treasure. I'm pretty sure I talked about it in this episode. I'm obviously recording this before I record the episode. Oops, giving you a little secret behind the scenes that I'm recording this file first because I know it's quiet in my house and I'm trying to get it done until baby screams appear. But anyway, I put a video of it up and then Facebook or Meta, whatever you call Instagram. Instagram was like, you stole this video from a creator, which means that like, oh, they'll like suppress my account, which is not good because there's so much Disney news coming out. So thankfully I think it all worked out. But anyway, I don't even know how I started. I haven't had enough coffee. Subscribe. It's 99 cents a month. It's a lot of fun. If you enjoy whatever this is, there's more of it over there. Moving on. This episode was edited festively. That's a fun one we haven't done. Festively by Jeff Fox. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon. That was a good one.
Hi, honey. It's Mom. Oh, my God. Tiana's Mercantile Shop. Oh my God. One of everything, and you have a checklist, and you get to walk through and buy everything. How cool is that? So when you were talking about when you went to the place where they gave you like the cards with the fake food when you were little, that was Kohl's Museum. So I'm thinking it's kind of like that with the shop that's all put up and you can go from place to place and just pick off the shelves. How cool is that? Oh my God. I was going to ask you, are those the cookies? I think those are the cookies you told me you really love. They're wonderful. But you got to take some home, though. How cute are you? And the food? A food boil? No, was it a seafood boil? A food boil? I'm not sure. But they have all the seafood. It's probably seafood. All the seafood out there? Oh, my God. You get to pick up everything. How exciting is that? So I know that when you went on that Tiana ride, there is no way I was going on there. Not only because it would ruin my makeup, but because it's so hard for me to pick out an outfit to wear to Disney, let alone two outfits. So for that alone, I wouldn't do it. But the caller who called in about the Mickey's Railroad, oh, I'm so sorry. That was such a bumpy ride. Your daughter or son must have really been upset. I'm so sorry. But otherwise, there's so many other fun things to do. And until next week, I love you, Carly, and I love you, Pearl. Bye-bye.